Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, January the 17th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic for today. Today we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify this ideal of what we call spirit hacking. It may be a new term for some folk, but I need to make sure that you understand now that we have a new, revised, if you will, life management system, I need to make sure that everybody understands the benefits, why you need to share this with everybody that you know. I restructured the course and restructured the actual payment. You guys know, like all of 2017, I primarily only was really targeting paying for clients or what I call premium clients. So I really designed the program for premium clients or people that was in a position to be able to take advantage of the $5,000 system, and that worked really well for 2017. However, there was a lot of people who have expressed interest in the program, but that were not in a position to afford the program. The program, as you guys know, originally contained everything that I've ever done that leads to what I call frequently repeated information. You guys know I just kind of repeat the same thing over and over again because I've learned what I'm getting ready to share with you today. I also speak with a lot of what I call dunamis power. Some people call that emotion. I call it righteous indignation. Those are the two things that's needed in your life to guarantee results. Now, it's said in many different ways and many different modalities or many different teaching mechanisms or systems of thought. What you need to understand that they are all expressing, exposing, and expanding the same thing in a different way. We get caught up in whether the name is Muhammad, whether the name is Buddha, whether the name is Hare Krishna, whether the name is Jesus Christ. So we get caught up in these modalities instead of understanding the system behind it or the universal law or the underlying theme. Now, I know what you're thinking. That is the whole Oprah Winfrey or the one percenters way of saying that there are many roads that lead to one destination. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's only one road that leads to one destination. And it is very important that we understand and we get on board of that one road. That's the purpose of the life management system. Yahushua, Jesus Christ, came that you may have life, not knowledge, and life more abundantly. So that's the road I am on. There's a lot of roads that lead to a lot of different places. I'm interested in those different levels in those different places. I'm interested in eternal life. Now, all of that, however, those words that I just said are all different for different people. That's the problem. So I need to be crystal clear on the life management system and what that means so that way you can understand the importance of it. It's crazy because everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people are so busy living life that they can't live life. It's amazing. Everybody is so busy that they don't have time. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. Everybody's living their life on time. Very few people are living their life on purpose. Now, let me say that again. Very few people are living their life on purpose. Most people I know are living their life on time. Anything that is frequently repeated and emotionally charged manifests in mass or matter. That's the topic of today's discussion. However, by making that statement, it means nothing for the implication of that, of those words. In other words, it's one thing to have knowledge, and it's another thing to have that knowledge applied. And so the purpose of the life management system is not only to give you that knowledge, but to help you to understand how to implement that knowledge. Now, the biological or the easiest way to wrap your brain around the life management system and the new revised system and the new payment structure is to understand what is called biohacking or spiritual hacking, and also to understand what is called charged water or Kagan water, or also understanding what is called epigenetics, or also understanding what Jesus said when I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. All of these different modalities, all of these different systems, whether we talk in biology, whether we talk in bibliography, or whether we talk in spirituality, or whether we talk in the ancient or the apocryphal text, they're all saying the same thing with different words. So if you bombard your unconscious and your subconscious mind with these messages repeatedly, and if they are emotionally charged, they will override your previous belief system. As I've mentioned in all of my previous lectures and books, that's the purpose of the life management system, is to override the existing system. Now, there's a lot of people who are listening to the sound of my voice right now. You may be even a current member of the life management system. And the only reason that you're not getting results in your life is that what you are listening to or doing, you're not frequently. Remember, my physical fitness training system guaranteed to work because it's based upon frequent, intense training. So scientifically proven by Jethro Klaus, Royal Raymond Rife, Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, all of these gentlemen that understand the science, or what they call life sciences, they understand that biology is just putting molecules together. It's a pattern. And so you can change your current behavior if you got something that is frequently repeated and something that is emotionally charged. 99.9% of the people I know, they are missing one of those two. It may be frequently repeated, but it's not emotionally charged. It may be emotionally charged, but it's not frequently repeated. Therefore, there is no change inside of the, again, negative habit pattern, or what is called your core imprint. So in order to go down into your cellular level, to a DNA level, it must be charged. That's why, again, Kagan water and all water that is charged, now the body is made up of 70 to 80% water. So if charging water with harmonic resonance produces, and it does, a vibrational change according to every scientist on the planet, why ain't you doing it, my brother? Why ain't you doing it, my sister? Now, I'm not recommending you go out and buy no machine. You are the machine. I don't sell technology, as you guys know. I sell spirituality. So anything that you can do with a machine, you can do with your brain. I recommend that method. Now, can you buy out? Can you go out and buy a fancy water softener or this system or that system? Sure, but there's a way to do what is called spiritual hacking, which I will be teaching later this year in a private pay-per-view session. Why? There's no way I can go through this in 1 hour session today, but I need to introduce it today, so when we talk about it later. But the next series that we'll be doing is we're going to talk about this word reincarnation and this word resurrection. Because I introduced it in the last series where I talked about replacing error with truth, but I introduced it. I didn't break it down didactically. So set aside your pennies. Again, the cost is just like with everything. Everybody that's already a paid member of the life management system, your cost is only $25. Everybody else who jumps on board can get it for half the cost, which is $49. And for people who come in a little bit later, it's the regular price, which is $99. We'll talk about that when that time comes. Today, you need to understand one thing and one thing only. You're making one of two mistakes. What you're doing is not frequent enough, or what you're doing is not intense enough. It must be frequent and it must be intense. So let's break down these two terms so that way you can under, over, and understand, because according to science, your reticular activating system will not let anything in that doesn't agree with the existing belief system. That's the problem. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice was raised in an environment. Now, that environment was, again, controlled environment by people who was themselves controlled. So you was raised in bondage by people who themselves was in bondage. If you're an African-American, you know damn well what I'm talking about. Because everybody in the African-American community comes from the psychological or suffers from the psychological effects of Willie Lynch and slavery. Now, there is nobody. I talk to black folk all the time who tell me, not me, brother. And then I watch and I see Willie Lynch. Now, Willie Lynch got 12 things to keep a good slave. And I guarantee you, you got all or some of them. And if you're Caucasian, you're still suffering from the same effects of the Archons, from the Caucasian or from the Caucasus Mountains. That's, again, handed down from your ancestors, whether you come from the Nordic or whether you come from Welsh. Maybe you're a Spaniard. Maybe you're Moor. Doesn't matter. You're still underneath the Archon system. Everybody on this planet that's walking in a dirt suit is under the control of an Archon. Now, your blood type determines your Archon type, as I've discussed on a plethora of shows before. So now we need to override that. We need to go above the little G and connect with the big G. That's what I do for a living. The life management system is designed to mentally, to visibly, to audibly take you above the systems of this world. So the dominant culture has established principalities, rulers, that it talks about in Ephesians chapter 6. So we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So Donald Trump is not your enemy. As much as you want him to be, Donald Trump is a non-issue. You need to deal with the entities, plural, more than one, that are above Donald Trump, because dispositions are transferable. Father, touch the minds of your people. So let me make sure you understand what I just said. Dispositions are transferable. Let me say that one more time. Dispositions are transferable. So the disposition that was on Obama was transferred to Trump. Now, I need you to understand that's how the spirit realm works, and I'm a spiritologist, as I talk about on my website. So I don't deal with the physical. I only deal with the spiritual. That's what a metaphysician is. And so Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. So we need to do exactly what Yahushua did. Jesus Christ did. Now, you can worship him if you want to, but when you're done, you got to do what he did in order to, again, return back to the Father. That's my goal, is to make sure that I return back to the Father. Now, the only way to do that is I need to bombard, because the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I need to bombard my reticular activating system with the word of God. This is what they call, what I would call, positiveness. Now, the Bible calls it the fruit of the Spirit. So I only teach love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Why do I do that? Against such things, there is no law. Now, I don't know if you really understand the depth of that statement, because we've heard it so much in church that we just say, okay, yeah, that's just scripture. No, my brother, the word of God is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. And, I mean, thoughts and intent, and is discerner. It is a discerner. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So I can discern as long as I have something. Because the Bible says that the interest of thy word unfolds light. So light represents life. So more word, more life. But the problem is the word has been watered down because according to Matthew 23, the scribes and the Pharisees, they took out the key. And so they take it, says, you yourself cannot enter into my kingdom, and you are preventing other people from entering into my kingdom. How are the archons preventing you from entering into the kingdom? Because as I talked about in the last series, the archons, and then we have agathons. So agathon is the big G that it talks about in James 3. He's the father of light. And so the only way to prevent your light from shining is if I decrease your watt, your wattage. So W-A-T, W-H-A-T is W-A-T-T, which is a current. Now, money is a current or currency. So nobody has a money problem. Everybody has a current problem. So how do you increase wattage? How do you increase the current? How do you increase the flow? So you, okay, well, first of all, number one, you just don't, you don't go against the current. So you got to get in out. I don't know about you, but have you ever jumped into a stream or a river and tried to swim against the current? It takes a lot of effort, doesn't it? So a lot of people I know, they're putting in a lot of effort, and that dog don't hunt. So if you are doing something and you're putting in a lot of effort, you're doing something wrong. So money flows to me easily and effortlessly. Health flows to me easily and effortlessly. Wisdom flows to me easily and effortlessly. Great relationships flow to me easily and effortlessly. Why? I flow with the current. I no longer now, I didn't always do this. I used to fight against the current like everybody else. Now, after 50 plus years of fighting against the current, fighting against God, I just decided to learn the word of God and go in the same direction. So now I don't fight against God. I just go with the will of God. Now, I had my own will. I had my own dream. I had my own life. And it was very difficult to maintain it. So I just decided that, you know what, I'm going to deny myself, pick up my cross, and follow him. That's what I did. Guess what happened? Life became cyclical, easier. Now, there are ups and downs, but that's the normal flow because there are seasons that it talks about in the book of it. So I understand that. So I know I'm not going to be on the mountaintop every day. And I know I'm not going to be in the valley every day. So I know that no matter when I lose, I win because it's temporary. And when I win, I win. So no matter what state I find myself in, I am content. And it's very few people who understand what Paul said when he said that no matter if I'm a base or I'm above, I am content. What does that mean? That means that when the shizness hits the fan, I know it's temporary. So I don't wait till the battle is over. I shout now. And then when I win the lottery and everything's going good and I got, you know, everything is off the hizzle full shizzle, I'm not very high or very low. I'm very balanced. I'm very consistent. But how do I get there? How do you get there? Well, there's something called abundant life. Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. That's what I got. So I'm recommending everybody else get there. So therefore, you will not see Brother Will very emotional because I used to be that dude. When I would get a letter and I'd have the money to pay for it, I would get concerned. I don't get concerned anymore because I know that money is a current. So I just increase the current. Now, how do you increase the current? Well, two things you got to do. Frequency and charge. That's the only thing that everybody listening to the sound of my voice must understand. That's the purpose of the life management course. Now, remember, you can have frequency and charge today. And tomorrow you wake up, you're going to feel something because the enemy has piped something into your brain while sleeping. It's called a dream. And you're going to feel like you don't want to go to the gym today. Or you're going to feel like you don't want to do the things that increase your currency, which is focus, discipline, and order. So the enemy's job is to make sure that you don't have frequently repeated blank. Then, if you got that, he's still not worried. Nextly, he's going to make sure that you don't have, again, an embedded experience. As I talked about when I talked about implosion versus explosion, when I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified that you must have a toe-curling experience every day. And the only reason you're not more successful is what you're doing is not it doesn't curl your toes. You ain't excited about it. Did you jump out of bed this morning excited to go to work? Probably not. That means you're living on time, not on purpose. Therefore, that dog don't hunt. The Father doesn't honor it because it's not in love. Only what you do in love. Faith, hope, love, the greatest of these three are love. So you need to charge. So again, charge means when we talked about, again, understanding on a quantum physics level what I call phase conjugation. So you may go to a congregation every Sunday, but you don't engage in no conjugation Monday through Saturday, which is implosion. Now, implosion means that the heart goes in instead of going out. Right now, you're sending out a frequency, but you're not receiving the frequency from the pitar, the generator. So a generator sends out a frequency. You are a receiver, but there's something sitting on top of your spiritual antenna, which is called your spinal cord, that's made up of 33 vertebrae that connects you to the sun, that ignites or gives you access to the Father. Now, the brain, this is called the corpus callosum, which is that little neural network that is in between the left brain and the right brain. And the only way that the two, according to Ephesians chapter 2, the 2:14, the two that are far off, the twain shall become one. The left brain should communicate with the right brain, but it doesn't. Therefore, you suffer from what is called cognitive dissonance. Now, the reason I know this is because I spent 40 years doing it. So in order for us to stop suffering from cognitive dissonance, there is one mediator between God and man, left brain and right brain, save the Son, the corpus callosum. So anything that you can tell me inside of the Bible, I can explain it to you inside of your body, because the body is the Bible. And the Bible is the body. But since most, not you, of course, but other people that you know, don't understand that, they don't get an abundant life. Because the abundant life is the result of a frequently repeated blank and emotionally charged blank. I need you, my brother. I need you, my sister, to fill in the blank. And since most of us don't understand that blank, because it's inside of your Dear Canary report. So everything that I've done and everything I do is designed to make sure that you live an abundant life now and in the world or in the time to come. But you got to start now. That's the purpose of the next series, where we're going to be talking about reincarnation and resurrection. Because people think that those are two separate things, not understanding that they're the same. Because Jesus Christ, again, is God incarnate. So you are words incarnate, and resurrection is the elevation of the incarnation. And without over, under, and understanding that, your reticular activating system, again, won't be charged. You cannot override that little IMP that is activating your EMP that makes you a good PIMP. Now, I've said this on a plethora of shows, so it's very important that you understand. This is why Yahushua spoke with authority. This is why Yahushua came, that you may have life and life more abundantly. Every day you must bombard your unconscious brain with purpose in order to override the reticular activating system or your current core imprint that is located inside the MIM, or the memory that's on the surface of every cell in your body, because water carries memory. Your body is made up of 80% memory or 80% water. We need to change those MIMs. And the only way to change those MIMs is to have emotionally charged. You must be emotionally charged. Right now, you're not emotionally charged. That's the purpose management system. To show you, you see, you're not gonna get excited about me. I think I'm a nice guy. I think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. However, you probably beg to differ. So to me, the greatest subject on earth is you. Now, I don't know nobody that don't like talking about themselves. There are a few people, but I don't know none of them. So I recommend that you engage in a study of you, not the Dallas Cowboys. Not the Reverend Dr. Bishop, not your mother or father. All those are great studies. Women, not your children. I know you love your little boo-boos. I understand. However, you weren't born with them. You ain't going to die with them. I recommend that you spend some time studying and learning about yourself, because the kingdom of God is within. Last I checked the scriptures. So unless they change, the kingdom of God still is within. As it says in the Gospels, if you look for the birds, they will precede you. If you look into the sea, animals in the sea, they will precede you into the kingdom. In other words, whatever you worship precedes you into the kingdom. Now, again, you might want to read the Gospel of Thomas. That's a profound statement. Because, see, I know you're looking for God out there. When the Bible says that you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels, what is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. So every time I go within, again, that's called implosion. Right now, you are explosion. That's the hope. That's what sex magic is all about. That's what they teach, again, to save, again, that oil or the explosion. Now, you can do that. That's great. But when you finish doing that, you might want to really get into some serious spiritual alchemy instead of this physical bullshitness. So you can physically stop having an orgasm. But that's not going to help you when it's time to create an organization. So you must create an organization. That organization then must develop into a system. And then that system must scale. So right now, we are in the organization stage. So stop having orgasms. That's great. When you're done, you need to get up and create an organization. So most people are still having orgasms instead of having organizations. So, you know, take your time. But when you're done, not you, other people you know, then that's when you're ready for an organization. Then once that idea dropped down into your spirit, notice the difference, again, if you haven't heard the difference between an idea and an ideal, make sure you leave the L out. Because if you got a good I-D-E-A-L, that L you got, that's Lucifer. You might want to get rid of him, her, it. Lucifer or Lucy, either one of them. Then you're going to have an I-D-E-A. That dog hunts. Everybody has an I-D-E-A. But you get confused with the I-D-E-A-L. So, like, everybody has a W-O-R-D, word. But you get a little confused when you get involved and you add the L, and you get a W-O-R-L-D. That's the world. So you need to take Lucifer out. Because this world is the word of God that's manipulated by the L of Lucifer. And the only way for you to return back to the word is to get rid of the L that's in the word. And what I teach inside of the life management system is what I've learned. You can't teach what you yourself have not experienced. And so it's really disheartening and it's really sad. Because I talk to people every day and they don't have the experience. And so they like me. They got to learn through. Some people learn by watching other people. I'm not one of those people, unfortunately. I wish I got here a lot sooner. I only learn through experience. And so when I talk to people and they say, I don't know, brother. No problem. Go on out there, homie. Because I know you get that. That means that person is like me. They got to learn by hitting their head up against the brick wall. Now, hopefully, you ain't got to hit your head up against that brick wall as many times as I did. Remember, it took me 68 jobs before I finally realized that maybe a job is not for me. I went to 23 businesses before I finally figured out that maybe business is not for me. Maybe ministry is for me. And so whatever you got to do to get to the place where you can find one IDEA and get rid of the IDEAL, all these ideals you're getting, those are all distractions. You got a bunch of ideals. That means you got a bunch of Lucifers or legions. They both starts with L. My name is Legion, for we are many. I talk to people every day, man, every day. Y'all, this is what I do for a living. Been doing it for 20 years. I got clients right now, pay me good money. And every day they come and tell me, well, Brother Will, you know, I'm with you, dog, but I got an ideal. Yeah, I know you got some. I had a few myself. But unfortunately, that did not come from the big G. But you don't understand, brother. I saw a light. I saw a little green man. I saw this. I had an experience. I had those too. So I don't try to, I know, I'm not trying to belittle anybody. I'm not trying to say that your experience is not, you know, anybody. I'm just saying I had a bunch of those too. And so people ask me all the time, well, Doc, how do you know, man? Like, how do you know that you know that you know that you know? Man, it is so easy to know. Because if your ideal doesn't benefit other people more than it benefits you, it ain't from God. And it's interesting, if you chase paper instead of purpose, that ain't from God. I know a lot of people chasing paper right now. Now, there's a lot of different ways by which paper hides itself to make you think you're benefiting people. But see, those seven P's, six of those P's got Lucifer in it. And it's very important because you may have passion. You may have a process. You may have a product. You may even have a little prosperity, but you ain't going to have no peace. I've already been down that road. Now, I know you got to go. I understand. When you get back, or at least my teachings will be here if I'm going on up or yonder. But when you do come back, you got to start back with purpose. Because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. It's inevitable. It's just a matter of time. So I meet, as I said before, I worked in Supermax. I never met a man in prison that had purpose. Never. Every man I met in prison, he didn't have no clue what the hell, why he was on earth. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Women, if you marry to a man that ain't got no purpose, God bless you. We'll see you on the other side, because he's going to wear you out. He's going to suck the life out of you and move on to the next one. Men, if you married to a woman who don't know, got purpose, she going to wear you out. She had you working three jobs and going to blow all your money. Well, purpose is not known. Abuse is inevitable. Inevitable. That means guaranteed to happen. Just stick around and watch the show. Get your popcorn. Purpose is the most important thing on earth. God is the God of purpose. He don't make nothing that don't got purpose. So you mean to tell me you walk around on earth and you don't know purpose? How can you implement something and you don't know something? So frequency repeated is number one. Emotionally charged is number two. Anything that is frequently repeated and emotionally charged guarantees results. That's all I do every day. Now you should be thinking, hold up, Brother Will. I remember you doing a show saying that repetition equals reptilian. So what are you saying, brother? Sounds like you're saying something that's a oxymoron. Ooh, you're pretty sharp, brothers, sisters. You caught that? Well, let me make sure you understand the system. See, Yahushua said, I'm the world, but I'm not of the world. Yahushua said, I'm going to use the foolishness of preaching. Basically, he's saying, the devil got a system. And the devil thought he was smarter than God. He created a system without God. And he thought God couldn't come down in his system, play by his rules, and beat him at his game. That's what he thought. But see, the devil erred. You might want to read John 10, because I used to be one of those dudes too. See, John 10 said that that's a good shepherd. He stands at the gate. His sheep hears his voice. They go in and out. They find green pastures. And if you keep reading John 10, that same good shepherd says, okay, after I'm done getting all my sheep, I'm going to come back and I'm going to get the other shepherd's sheep. That's the true destiny of mankind. And that same shepherd says that everybody that God put in my hand, I ain't losing none of them. The enemy can't pluck nobody out. Now, that's probably contrary to some folk theology I overstand. But I just thank God that I have a God that loves me more than I love myself. And see, the God that I serve, he knows what I have need of before I even ask. The God that I serve wishes above all things that I prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. The God that I serve says that, hey, you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He said that he would never leave me nor forsake me. The God that I serve says, why worry about what you shall eat or what you shall drink? Do you not know? I know that you have need of these things. So see, I serve a different God than most folk. I don't serve this wishy-washy one. I serve the big one, the big G. And see, when you go up a yonder, all these problems are non-existent. Because remember, the Agathon is a single standing column of waveform energy that is only benevolent. It is only good. There is no shadow or there is no variance, according to James 3. And so the enemy knows that you perish for lack of gnosis. And since you don't know God, then that means you can't be God. You cannot, unless you got an understanding of God, as it says in Philippians 2, 5, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. So you think it's robbery to be equal with God. But if you don't think like God, you can't hang out with God. And the problem is that you think too lowly of yourself. You're a royal priest. That's what God says. You're a holy nation. That's what God says. You're a joint heir. That's what God says. You're glorified. You're sanctified. You're justified. That means that you are a joint heir. That means the same thing that Christ got, you got. You are the offspring of the king. Now, the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. So since you are not frequently repeating what I just said, not you, but people that you know, that means you're not emotionally charged. And if you're not emotionally charged, then that means you're not a charged emotion. See, frequently repeated plus emotionally charged equals charged frequency. Now, you should be saying the same thing that I said. Well, hold up, Doc. You said that a couple of shows ago, be still and know. Because Psalms 46 says that the only way to know God is to be still. So if you vibrate, you don't know God. Well, if you notice, according to Cymatics, and if you want to test the theory, go outside, get your little kid's bike, pedal really, really fast. Notice that the spokes inside the bike disappear when they vibrate really fast. Then if you need more biblical proof, go and read where Yahushua was on the Mount of Olives and he transfigured himself. Then go back to science and go to Google and type in the word spintronic. What happens to an atom when it vibrates on such high frequency that it becomes steel? And you will understand that according to spooky science, is what they call it, quantum physics, the laws of quantum physics state what I just stated. Be still. How do you be still? You vibrate on such a high level that everything becomes still. I love the movie Contact. In that movie, Jodie Foster plays the character. They put it out, and when it vibrates so fast, bam, 1 second became like 1,000 years. She goes out. She goes into this mystical place. She meets her father who passed away. She has this whole conversation. She lives to do all of this stuff. And the people who are vibrating, to them, it was 1 second. But to her, it was a whole hour. So if you haven't watched the movie Contact, it's an old movie. You might want to pimp the game. Check it out. It talks about what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today. So the only reason, again, that we have money problems is because we've got currency problems. Currency is a frequency. So that means that your frequency is not charged. Now, let me explain this to you by using what everybody does now, what's the greatest thing, which is coming out. This, again, if you haven't heard about it, you might want to go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in the word biohacking. So biohacking is what I've been doing. I call it spiritual hacking. Now, remember, everything that everybody else do, they use biology and technology. Those are all Luciferian constructs. Now, those dogs do hunt, but they hunt temporarily, and then they come at a price. Usually the price is your soul. So the enemy is after your soul. He wants to control your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. See, I didn't read about it in the book. I was an IMP that uses EMP, electrical magnetic pulse, to become a PIMP, which is a pimp. That's just basically an energy vampire. You control other people. Now, biohacking is the ability to use biotechnology, usually, or if you smooth like me, you're going to use what they call neutral geo or genomics. It's neurogenomics. It's basically using nutrition to hack your biology. Now, nothing wrong with it. Don't get me wrong. It hunts, but it's a dumbed down version of the original. It's not spiritual. So have you ever heard of computer hacking? So how do you hack a computer? With a virus. So it is the genetic manipulation of a existing system. So there's computer hacking. Everybody heard of it? What about smartphone? How do you hack a smartphone? Well, there is, you can hack into a smartphone. I took a smartphone one in. They call it flashing. So I took a phone in that my brother gave me, and they said, hey, man, I need to reset this whole computer on my smartphone. They said, no problem, we can do that. I said, really? How y'all do it? They said, well, we flash it. That resets the smartphone back to its original, its default setting. So they can hack a computer. They can hack a smartphone. Anybody ever hack into your website or your Gmail or your email account? Anybody? Now, I had a Yahoo account back in the day, and then somebody, I was logged into my Yahoo account, and they said the password no good and invalid. And then they asked me, did you remember changing your password? I'm like, no, I didn't change my password. What does that mean? Somebody hacked into my email account. So we already got this technology or this hacking out. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this is extremely important. This is the purpose of why you need to hook up with the Life Management System. And you need to email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, because that it's already here. And somebody did it to you. So you've been hacked, but you don't know it. Now, I ran my computer the other day, and it said I had some malware on my computer. And one of the malware I had was a monitoring malware. It was a virus that was on my computer, and it monitored all my keystrokes and every website that I was going to. So somebody hacked into my computer. Now, people can hack into your smartphone. People can hack into your email account. Now, just recently, they said that the Russians hacked into our elections. And so now our elections are compromised, some people say. That's why your buddy Donald Trump is in office, because the elections were hijacked. So can somebody hijack your body? Yeah, they call that possession. Devil been doing that for a long time. There ain't nothing new. So now we have biohacking. So biohacking is using the knowledge that we are obtaining to make changes to your lifestyle using biology. It's called epigenetics. So they figured out, according to Dr. Bruce Lipton, and if you haven't read his book, The Biology of Belief, you might want to read that book, or at least go to YouTube and watch the video. If you've never heard of epigenetics, and epigenosko is in the Bible, by the way, BE transformed, that word means epigenetics, which is epigenosko. So you can change your genetics, your genes, by sound or by food or by math, music, and language. So this isn't all new. This is life science. So now I want to talk to you about spiritual science. So I've laid the foundation to show that what I'm getting ready to share with you right now is already existing on a computer level, on a smartphone level, on your elections, on your email. People have been hacking into stuff forever. Now it exists in biology, on a biological level. People use nutrition. People use meditation. You know that meditation can actually change, in addition to nutrition, music. There's a lot of different nutritional ways to take control of your health or your biology. Now, is there anything wrong with that? No. So how can we again take control of our spirituality? So there are what I call spiritual hacking that changes your spirit. That's why this is dangerous. Now, this ain't nothing new. This has been taught in ancient texts for eons. In fact, this is where I got it from. I got it from a book called Corpus Hermeneutics, which simply means Hermes Trismegistus, which simply means three times greatest. Now, everybody's heard of Hermes or Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, or the Houthi, or Ra. These are all ancient deities. So all of this stuff was taught by them. This ain't nothing new. It's just maybe new to some of us, but this is just old, as King Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes, vanities of vanities. There is nothing new under the sun. So in order to do spiritual hacking, first thing is, as I talked about in replacing error with truth, you have an artificial spirit. Now, if you don't believe me, just read the Apocryphon of John or buy my series I just did on replacing error with the truth. Now, everybody has King James version of the truth because the Bible as you know it was changed in 1611. If you don't believe me, read John 1611. John 1611, as I talked about in the last series, introduces you to the archons. So if all of this is Greek or new to you, go to my website. Well, better yet, email me so I can give you the discount. The cost of the standing series is $99. I give it to you for $49 if you email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, and I give you the last series that explains how exactly what the Bible says. There is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says in the book of Revelations, Satan, that old dragon, who has deceived the whole world. So if you are here on earth walking around in the flesh and bone or flesh and blood body, you are deceived. There's just different levels of deception. I'm deceived. That's why I wake up every day, as everybody knows, and I pray one thing, Heavenly Father, remove the scales from my eyes and reveal the truth, not a truth. And I've been praying that prayer since January the 1st of 2009. And I originally started praying that prayer when I was a little kid because I just knew something was off. What's off? Frequency. Now, that was a movie called Frequency. I highly, highly, highly recommend that you guys watch it. It starts off slow. I think my wife fell asleep on it at least about two or three times. I even fell asleep on it the first time. And in the movie, I don't want to ruin it for you. Now, I'm not talking about the one with the fireman in it. I'm talking about the one that's talking about music. And they talk about how music, again, how frequency removes empathy or replaces empathy. So math, music, and language is the triune hex of this world, meaning everything that you do is mathematical. That means it's based upon an archon of math, which simply means it's a pattern, and patterns are power. Okay, you're not into math, no problem. What about music? Okay, if you're into music, bam, they got you. Because music has octaves, produces harmony that replaces hormones. Now, another study for another time. I've already did the series. You might want to pimp the game. That's the purpose of the life management course, to show you how to manage your spirit or your life based upon the Bible, the original one before 1611. If they don't get you with math, if they don't get you with music, they got you with Lane, Goo Age, which means Lane, Goo Age, God of War. So language or grammaria or grammatus or beaming or wiki, Samuel wiki, the main character in the movie, the Transformers. Samuel means blind God. Witwicky means witch, Wiccan or Wiccan. So they got you. Either way, nobody can live on this earth without math, music, or language. Everybody uses those every day. That's the system. So we cannot go up and fight. Even the archangel Michael himself, when he went up against the prince of Persia, said, I rebuke you in his name. The archangel Michael was no match for Lucifer without the big G. So you think you're going to take on the system? This is an institutionalized system. So how do you do it? You override the system. You don't fight the system. You can't solve the problem with the same thinking that created the problem. So you got to think like God to override the anti-God. So that's what I teach in the life management system. So how do you think like God? Well, frequency and charge. Now, during the pay-per-view series, we're going to go way deeper. But for the people who think, now remember, currency means lack of creativity. So if you got a money problem, you got a creativity problem. So anytime I need more money, I increase creativity. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. Because there is a God of creativity. And he wants you to use an ideal, I-D-E-A-L, instead of your idea, I-D-E-A, which is your purpose, which is your mission. So I'm only good at one thing. I can't do nothing else. Every time I step outside of that, I get my dark behind in trouble. So I've learned. It took me 50 years, but I figured it out. I pimped the game. I am not a good writer. If you read my books, you already know. Like, ooh, look at all these grammatical errors, sentence run on, freaking fragments. No, that's just a vehicle that I use to express my gift. Now, I got a lot of vehicles that I drive on my destination to my purpose. So, again, my purpose, as I've shared a plethora of times, and I've shared your purpose with you, all you got to do is take your four numbers of your life path, your expression number, your soul words number, your outer personality number. Put them suckers in reverse. That's your purpose. Mine, I'm a didactic teacher of esoteric information. So I can didactically teach nutrition, and I'm damn good at it. But is that my purpose? That's not my purpose. But I got 10 books on nutrition. They're great, but that ain't my purpose. My purpose is what I'm doing right now. My purpose is to replace error with truth. Nobody on the planet is better than me. That may be people that be equal. Nobody's better. Nobody. I ain't got no competition. You ain't got no competition until you step outside your purpose. That's why you feel pressure, because you're not in purpose. When you're in purpose, you feel pressure because you're competing against other people who are better than you. So when I do these shows, I can talk all day, every day. I got unlimited energy. Why? I ain't expanding. No energy right now. It's crazy. It's like I get in the zone. They talk about the zone in athletics. Anybody play athletics? Remember back in the day, Michael Jordan would be in the zone. He would score 50 points on somebody. He'd just shoot threes from everywhere. He wouldn't even be looking at the goal when the basket just go in. So when you're in purpose, you're outside of time. You ever notice how fast time flies when you are having fun? Because that's your purpose. So the only reason time is running by slow, that means you're not doing what you called by God to do. You're doing what you've been instructed by man to do. Now, ain't nothing wrong with that, but when you finish, you might want to do what God called you to do. You will find unlimited wealth, unlimited health, unlimited wisdom, and unlimited relationships. But the moment you step outside of eternity, you step into space, you step into time, you step into mass, you step into matter, you are under the control of Lucifer. I recommend that you stay inside of purpose. Because, well, the devil can't touch you when you're inside of your purpose. The only time he can touch you is when you step out of purpose and you step into time, because that's his domain, man. You can't go to his house and just go walk into his kitchen and start cooking food and using his utensils in his house, and you're not going to expect no blowback? If you come over to my house uninvited and just walk into my kitchen, yeah, I'm going to bust you upside the head too. So you're wondering why you're going through adversity when you're inside the devil's world using his tools. That's not how it works, boo-boo. Let me make sure you understand. Get in your position. Get inside your purpose. The word Christ means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. 10 grand if you can prove me wrong. Please go to dictionary.com, blueletter.org, eSword, Bible Gateway, find a lexicon, a strong concordance, and look up the word Christ for yourself, which is a manipulation of the word crest. Because remember, before 1611, there was no such thing as Greek. Greek and Hebrew is the manipulation of the Aramaic. And if you go back to the Aramaic, there was no such thing as Christos. There was only crest. Remember, crest means drug. Crest means weapon. Which one are you? Are you drugged or are you used? See, I'm a weapon of God. I'm not drugged by God. Now, you need to understand the difference, because, trust me, the devil does. And he want to make sure that you stay under his influence, so that way you're not as effective for changing lives for the kingdom. You can be a weapon of God, or you can be drugged by a God. Which one you got? See, abundant life follows frequency and charge. Now, I talked about something called water, that's Kagan water. Now, Kagan water introduces an electrical charge into water. So what happens? So charged water has totally distinct properties that are totally different from regular tap water or from spring water. Why? Charged water is different. Drinking charged water. Now, I put charge into my water. I have an entire book called Intention Water that I wrote, 10 years ago. So what do? I put my thoughts into my water before I drink it. Now, you do the same thing when you bless your food. Why do you bless your food? What happens to it? Now, this is all proven by Dr. Emoto. If you've never heard of Dr. Emoto, oh, man, God bless you, my child. Please go to YouTube and type in Dr. E-M-O-T-O, Emoto. He recently passed away about a year ago. If you really are seriously, like, if you just want to shatter your worldview and blow your cookies, go to Google and type in, you're not sick, you're thirsty. Read it. Triple dare you. If you want to say, you say, doc, don't know what he's talking about. Man, he's smoking some serious stuff today. Again, go to Google. The book is online for free, last I checked. The title of the book is, you're not sick, you're thirsty. Every disease is the result of dehydration. This dude cured every disease known to man with water. And y'all taking pills. Not you personally, but other people you know. Now, again, triple dare you to go read the book, You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty. Triple dare you to read it. Then when you finish that one, because, again, I'm a short black man from Forest, Texas, you probably don't believe me. Read Dr. Emoto's book. Now, after you finish that one, read Dr. Bruce Lipton's book. Now, when you finish that one, go to Google and type in Jethro Kloss. Read Jethro Kloss's book. Back to eating. When you finish that book, then type in Royal Raymond Rife and Frequency Healing. And when you finish reading Royal Raymond Rife and Frequency, how you heal yourself with your own brain, nobody else's. Now, it's great to get the Reverend Dr. Bishop's brain or somebody else's brain, let them lay hands on you and all that good stuff. But when you're done, when you're finished, you might want to use your own brain because you weren't born with nobody. When you stand before the God, who's going to be with you? When you stand before the big G, you're going to be there by yourself, homie. So you might as well learn how to live by yourself now. Now, if you got somebody alongside of you, that's great. That's extra help. You should be extra powerful. But there's nobody listening to the side of my voice that got a problem. You got a lack of knowledge, but you ain't got no problems. You ain't got no money problems. You ain't got no health problems. You ain't got no wisdom problems. You ain't got no relation problems. Those are all illusions. Now, they pretty persistent illusions. They sticking around because you feeding them. Stop feeding them demons. They're going to go bye-bye. Stop feeding those dispositions, man. Those are false. Those are fear. It's false evidence appearing real. It ain't real. Now, it's real to you, but it's not real to the big G. Because the big G says, I've given you everything that you need for life and godliness. That's what the big G says. Now, the big G says that you're a royal priest. So the big G suggested that you carry yourself like one. In fact, the big G says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. In fact, the big G makes 7 being statements. Now, being is state of mind. If you're not in one of those state of minds, you are under the control of losing far. So you need to frequently repeat those 7 being statements, period, and they must be emotionally charged, period, or your life gonna suck, period. Now, I know this is probably contrary to your theology, I understand, but all I'm saying is I didn't read about it in the book, I actually lived it. I just got tired of being sick and tired. Now, for some folk, y'all ain't sick and tired yet, so I recommend you keep going. That's why when people tell me stuff, man, I encourage sin. I highly encourage it. I got it from the Old Testament. They wanted meat. God gave them meat and meat and meat until they was puking meat. They were sick and tired of it. So if you got some knucklehead, your husband, your boyfriend, your children, now, I bring my kids in here, they'll tell you. Them little suckers wanted to drink. I brought them alcohol, put them in my backyard, and I told them to drink. and they drunk and they puked. And they still drinking to this day. Now, some people, I don't recommend you have that parenting technique. It's a little cray-cray, so I'm told. However, it worked for me and it's working for them. My son called me all the other night and said, "Dad, I'm done." Now, it took him a while. But now he got a good job. He stops drinking so much, stops smoking, and he's taking care of his wife and his kids. Why? I turned him over. The Bible says, you got somebody acting up, turn them over so that their flesh may be saved. So the word of God works. I don't know if y'all figured it out. That's basically all I'm saying, is that I just figured out it's better to go with the big G than against the big G. So the enemy knows that too. So he took out jots and tittles. So that way the word of God is not effective for you. So you think it doesn't work and you throw it away. I don't recommend you do that. I just recommend you get the version before 1611, because that dog hunts. So in conclusion, let me make sure that I'm crystal clear. In order for you to be successful, what I teach inside of my life management system that's taught inside of the Bible, because I got it directly from Yahushua, and he got it directly from his father. Whatever is mentally repeated, whatever is audibly repeated, whatever is visually repeated, if you're not getting results, that means that you need more repetition. Now, repetition makes you a good reptilian. Then you override your reticular activating system. That's the reptile. That's why you got a reptile brain sitting on top of your spinal cord. Now, Yahushua became a pagan to save pagans. Now, remember, he said that he is all things to all men. He meet you where you act. Ain't no shame in his game. Meaning, he hung out with tax collectors. He didn't say he was one. He hung out with prostitutes. I can't find nowhere in the Bible where Jesus said he was one. Just because you go there don't mean you stay there. That don't mean nothing to me. That means you got to be there. Jesus said, okay, down here, they use this thing called preaching. Up here, we don't use that. We use telepathy. However, if I'm talking to ants, I need to speak ants. So Yahushua said, I'm going to use the foolishness of their system to save people in that system. So repetition works. Did anybody learn their multiplication table other than repetition? Did anybody learn their ABCs other than repetition? Everything that you learn through repetition. So that dog hunts. But you got to use it for good instead of evil. That's just a tool, just like a gun. But a gun can be used to kill people. A gun can be used to protect you. The gun isn't bad. The way that it is used is bad. Repetition is used by reptilians, the Dracos, to override your spirit. So they use it for evil. Now the Bible says, I'm going to take what the devil meant for evil, and I'm going to turn it around and use it for good. I recommend you do that too, brother, sister. Why? That dog hunts. The big G uses it, so I'm going to use it. So I just do what Jesus did, because he said, the things that I have done, you shall do, and greater things, because I'm going to be with the Father. So number one, you need to make sure that you have your purpose, and your purpose needs to be frequently repeated. As I talked about on yesterday's show and in the private class that I did with the life management team, I got a board, and on that board is written down some numbers, not a goal. So I didn't write down, I don't have a picture of a car. I have written down the process that gets me to the car. Let me say that again. You need to have the process that you are going to do that takes you in the direction of your goal, and you need to frequently repeat it. They call it a mantra in the new age, or in the world. The Bible called it, now remember, I ain't talking about vain repetition. I already did the show that talks about the difference between vain repetition and faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Vain repetition is that when you repeat shiznits you don't believe. That's vain repetition. That means ain't no charge in it. Now, charge is love. We call it energy in motion. Now, energy is not E-N. I mean, energy is not E-N-E-R-G-Y. Energy is I-N-N-E-R, inner G, God. Energy is inner God, energy. So your energy must be charged with love because love equals light. Light equals life. Boom, drop mic, exit stage left. Let me say it one more time. If you don't got these two things, your dog don't hunt. You must have a repeated, you must have purpose. That is written down, Habakkuk 2:4. Take the vision, write it down so that those that read it can run. Does anybody want to run? Y'all ain't got no energy? Why you got no energy? You ain't got no purpose. It ain't written down. I cannot see it. So whatever your purpose is, write it down on a freaking piece of board where you can see it every day. Don't put no picture up there. Now, picture plus purpose? Okay, great. But picture, no writing? Yeah, that don't work. Why? We live in a world that's based upon symbols. Symbols are sigils. Sigils are runes. Runes produce chemicals or power. So we use the devil's system to establish God's kingdom on earth. Ding, ding, ding. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? On earth, as it is in heaven. I ain't trying to go to heaven. I'm bringing heaven down, chill. Because that's what the big G told me to do. So, brothers and sisters, I need you to join me by emailing me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Later on this year, we're going to go in depth into what I just talked about. Frequently repeated purpose plus emotionally charged energy equals abundant life. That, along with spirit hacking, which is a whole nother study, which we'll be breaking down. Also, reincarnation and resurrection, how you've been lied to about those two dispositions. Those are the next three series that I will be doing. It rolling out at probably the end of this year, the early February, we'll start with the first one, which will probably be the reincarnation, resurrection, so I can break that down since I introduced it during the last series and I did not explain it didactically. And y'all know I'm a didactic teacher. And we will didactically break it down along with spirit hacking and a couple other things that we got coming down the pipe. But for the members of the life management team, I need you guys again. The new system is simplified, and the price has been reduced from $5,000 to $2,000. We got monthly payments available, $167 to get started, $167 a month for the next 12 months. And if you bring somebody who pays in full, your membership is free. Email me for more information at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. God bless you. We'll see you at the top. God bless.